Today's business news includes an effort to restrain lawsuits. Backers of a bill to rein in asbestos lawsuits think this could be their year. The lawsuits have cost tens of billions of dollars. They bankrupted dozens of companies over the last 30 years. The challenge now is finding a way to limit the suits while still protecting people made sick by asbestos exposure. NPR's Jack Speer visited an Ohio businessman who knows the issue well.
Frank Sullivan runs RPM International in Medina, Ohio. Showing off his company's headquarters, he says, until recently he was happy making paint and profits in Medina. Last month, though, Sullivan agreed to appear at an asbestos forum with President George Bush. He says he decided to get involved after an explosion in the number of asbestos-related lawsuits against his company.
In a three-year period, we saw the claims and costs go from a few hundred thousand to $2 million to $10 million to $40 million. And our claims and our costs spun totally out of control and totally unconnected to any small exposure that we had.
RPM makes Rust-Oleum paints, DAP caulking, and a line of commercial waterproofing products. It managed to acquire its asbestos liability in 1966 when it bought a much smaller company that made a product used to fix drywall.
They had a small patch and repair product line that at its peak did about $500,000 a year. It was sold in hardware stores.
Sullivan says the product was on the market for about a decade and never had more than a 1% share of the market. The company has now been named in over 7,000 cases and has paid out more than $200 million. Those who favor a legislative solution to the asbestos problem point to what has happened to RPM and other companies. The Bush administration, which failed to get a bill through Congress in its first term, is making asbestos a priority in its second term.
Our legal system must serve the cause of justice, not the interests of trial lawyers. Congress needs to pass meaningful class action and asbestos legal reform this year.
The latest proposal to rein in asbestos litigation comes in a bill drafted by Arlen Specter, Republican of Pennsylvania. Specter is calling for the creation of a trust fund to compensate asbestos victims. The fund would be bankrolled by the companies that are currently being sued. It's controversial because it would make payments only to those who can show they are currently sick. Many of the cases in court were brought by people who've been exposed and are worried about getting sick in the future. Steve Kazin is an attorney who represents the people who are sick now. He supports the idea of a trust fund that would limit lawsuits, but he doesn't think the proposed fund, $140 billion, is large enough.
It's not nearly enough money, and it involves a new federal bureaucracy that cannot work efficiently, that will cause years of delay for victims who need the money. It will be terribly expensive, and it will provide grossly inadequate compensation for asbestos victims.
And the Specter bill will have other opponents. Douglas Larkin is a spokesman for the Asbestos Disease Awareness Organization. He doesn't like the fact that victims will have to give up their right to sue, and he's not a big fan of trust funds.
Some recent examples of trust funds, most have failed. They've become insolvent. The one example of a successful trust fund, you know, is the 9/11 fund, and the reason it was successful was because it had an opt-out clause. You didn't just take away a citizen's right to have their grievances heard in court.
Supporters of the trust fund approach say asbestos cases have simply overwhelmed the courts and that the trust fund is the only way out. Again, RPM's Frank Sullivan.
I know for a fact that the people in our plant where this product was produced aren't sick. And I don't believe that our product could be anywhere near responsible for the types of problems that commercial products have caused.
Sullivan estimates his company would pay the trust fund $15 million a year over the next 30 years, or another $400 million. But he says at least the costs would be known. It's been over a decade since the Supreme Court called on Congress to craft a solution to the asbestos problem. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.